For those of you wondering where You Can't Make It Up has been for the last... I forget the last time we did a live show. Can you remember, Ken?
Well, if anyone's wondering about that, they need to get a life.
Yeah.
If that's what's high on your list.
In the meantime, our back catalog of shows is getting a lot of action, so that's good. You've been listening to the 10 Days of Dumb, and this is day 10. Ken, my buddy Ken in Connecticut, and this is the other Ken in Portland, Maine. We decided to get up early Sunday morning. It's, as the kids say, it's for reals. 10 years ago this day, December 23rd, 2008, we were doing this for the very first time.
I remember it like it was yesterday. That's the good news. The bad news is, I don't remember yesterday.
Well, well, the first show was about the former governor of Illinois, if that rings a bell.
Well, any former governor of Illinois has got to be in prison right now, right?
Well, I think he still is, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a long tradition in my home state.
Anyway, we're going to just jump into the show that we did on December 23rd, 2011. That was day 10 of our 10 Days of Dumb, and this is our live introduction to it.
Or what passes for live.
What?
Yeah, right. Live on tape.
Take more naps. We'll see you the next time, probably after the new year. Would that be a safe bet?
Well, we can hope for that. We'll see what happens in a few days.
All right, here's show number 10 from 2011 on You Can't Make It Up.
On the ninth day of Christmas, on the eighth day of Christmas, on the seventh day of You better not cry. You better not hit a pear tree.
On the ninth and eleventh.
On the eighth.
No.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Every tongue of 36 years of age.
Tenth day of our 12 Days of Dumb, Friday, December 23rd. It is the third anniversary of...
Yes?
You Can't Make It Up.
Oh, come on.
It is our third anniversary. We started...
3 years?
December 23rd, 2008.
Feels
I
like,
lie to you not.
Feels like 23 years.
Thank you. You know, there are some marriages that don't last 3 years. Today is also the birthday of our new best friend down there in Tennessee. A happy, happy birthday to Tondi.
Yes. Hey, Tondi, we're still looking for that link to your demo.
I have the link. I'll share it with you. This show originates at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. And these are stocking stuffers. We usually do this weekly. We're doing it daily for our 12 Days of Dumb.
You ever had your stocking stuffed? You know how painful that can be.
Only 2 shopping days left. If you have a special someone on your list... When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to a 36-year-old bachelor in the San Francisco Bay Area who is so prolific at helping to make babies that the U.S. government calls him a one-man sperm bank, and he gives it away.
Well, yes, in every sense of that phrase.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. How do you re-gift that, though?
Yeah, you don't. Oh, stop. But first, this peppy little tune that's going to get stuck in your brain today, I promise. Killian McGarity has a lot of got a little spirit for you. Jim, she can't take it no more. She's breaking apart.
Okay, that was the accent.
Killian McGarity. I believe it's Scottish. If he's Irish, I'm sorry.
You're sunk.
Got a little spirit. Oh, don't you get rid of it, admit it. You've got a little dream. You've got the best of things. Got a little spirit. Oh, don't you get rid of it, admit it. You did it. You got a little dream. You got the best of things. What am I complaining about? With so much food in my mouth, what am I trying to say in a different way? Something you've always known,
you didn't. You got a little dream, dream, dream. You got the best of things. Got a little spirit, spirit, spirit. Oh, don't you get rid of it. I mean it, you did it. You got a little dream, dream, dream. You got the best of things.
Wouldn't it be funny if Scotty on Star Trek were really Irish the whole time and nobody knew?
Interesting, Captain, but not logical.
No.
Killian McGeraghty, of whom one music critic wrote, "The highlight here is a disarmingly simple yet simply gorgeous song entitled Got a Little Spirit, that catchy little number."
Yes, and I've got a little spirit right here.
You've just segued nicely into our story.
Yes.
California sperm donor at odds with federal regulators is what the newspaper headline said out there in the Bay Area of San Francisco.
Well, just think about that. You wake up one morning a little hungover, and that's the headline you see.
There it is. If you're looking for that ideal gift for the couple who can't conceive, a gay or a lesbian couple who, well, you know, right, yeah, aren't equipped for the task. Or maybe you just want to surprise your husband or wife. Honey, look what I got.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
You're in so much trouble.
Meet Trent Arsenault, a 36-year-old single dude near San Francisco who has sired an estimated 14 children that he knows about through free donations of his semen that he advertises over the internet.
Of course. Of course he does.
What would we do without the internet? Old Trent's become so prolific at baby-making that the USDA wants to shut down his, quote, one-man sperm bank. They say Trent's free disseminations,
thank you,
pose a threat to public health. Arsenault, however, a single healthy electronics company engineer, professes a strong religious upbringing. He sees his sperm giveaways as acts of compassion, insists he's not abandoning his genetic generosity without a fight. This is a quote.
Okay.
"Whatever happens with me sets a precedent, which could mean a lot of childless couples. Does the government need to be in people's bedrooms? Well, I don't know. They've been everywhere else.
Well, yeah. I mean,
never stopped them before.
Do, yeah,
so he and the FDA are now embroiled in what is believed to be the first legal battle of its kind. I hope so. I mean, because...
Yeah, and at last.
One that's drawn national media attention and could actually test the limits of, you know, how far the FDA can go. I mean, can you regulate private donations of sperm offered as a gift?
You've got me.
By the way, about that claim, the government says it's just, you know, there's a public health risk here. He says, no, I get tested all the time, and I'm fine. I can keep doing this, they tell me.
Oh.
We'll put a link out there if you're really interested.
No,
you see, there's a photo of him in his basement with all kinds of...
Yes, I'm sure.
I have one word of advice before we go. If you ever meet Trent Arsenault, and he sticks out his hand...
No.
You might want to just...
Stop.
Nod, bow... and back out of the room as quickly as you...
There might be kids listening.
Well, stay tuned. There'll be more to this story, I'm certain. It'll end up in the Supreme Court.
Well, what do you mean
can't
by that?
Can't you see that group of fossils handling this case?
As it were.
Do you love me, Siri?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
I respect you.
The two Kens will be back tomorrow unless the FDA shuts us down. For day 11 of our 12 days of dumb, just two remain until Christmas. Compadre, what are you bringing tomorrow?
Just call me Rabbi if you want. Well, I have, I'm going to tie the holiday spirit with the original religious intent of these holidays. How about that?
That's an interesting concept. Nobody's done that so far.
And yet somehow it's funny.
Yeah. On our way out, these are Dan and Erwin Johnson. They're known as Soul Pajamas. I hope it's not how their driver's license.
No, but they really, you know, you wouldn't know it from the name, but yeah, they really sound good.
They are a vocal guitar duo, husband and wife, obviously, whose compositions of joyful, uplifting, life-affirming music celebrate spirit's connection to all of us. Soul Pajamas, In the Air at Christmas.
And they don't need Trent services, do they?
Snow hangs like a veil and whispers to the moon. Clouds appear in the air, a puff at every word. I remember the this feeling from when I was small.
A season of hope, the meaning of it all.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, canscomedy.com.
The spirit of Christmas. More than enough, the source in our world is pure love. It's in everything and all of us. It's everywhere, it's in the air at Christmas. Christ inside,
inside of you and me.
I remember this feeling from when I was small.
A season of hope, the meaning of it all.
A time of rebirth
and peace on earth.
The spirit of Christmas. Breathe it in. There's more than enough. The source in our world is pure love. It's in everything and all of us. It's everywhere. It's in the air at Christmas. There's more than